A lot of different ways that you can support your local community as we all continue to recover from the water shortage from a week plus ago. We mentioned a whole bunch of different activities coming up. One that's coming up next week is the Carolina Jazz Festival, the 40th annual Carolina Jazz Festival this year, February 15th through the 18th. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week. Get ready for that. We are joined now by Jim Ketch, who is the director of Jazz Studies here at UNC. He's a trumpeter. He's a professor. He is integral to the Jazz Festival, and he joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Aaron.
So tell us about the festival. What's it going to entail this year?
Well, we've got, first off, there's going to be great music. The wonderful Marcus Roberts, who's an internationally known pianist who came onto the scene with Wynton Marsalis in the early 1980s. He's bringing his group called the Modern Jazz Generation as headliners. They'll play February 17th, Friday, at Memorial Hall as part of the Carolina Performing Arts. I have 3 days of activities that I've surrounded that date with, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And I've brought in a young hotshot tenor saxophonist named Dana Stevens, who will be our artist in resident. And what that means is he's going to work hand in hand, shoulder in shoulder with our students for 3 days, playing concerts, going to rehearsals, teaching classes, meeting with the kids over lunch to talk about life after graduation, things like that. So we've got great artists and great education. Oh, and I forgot, on Saturday the 18th, we'll probably have about 250 to 300 high school students from around the state showing off their skills at our festival for the high school kids.
That's awesome. And a lot of UNC performers as well, students and professors?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Including yourself,
yes,
right?
The faculty group will play on Thursday night. Our Latin Salsa group, Charanga Carolina, will play on Thursday night. The student combos are Wednesday afternoon. And my student jazz band, which is a very good group, will play the last concert on Saturday night.
And we should mention, you can't see this on the air, but usually people come in to do these interviews and they come in with a whole bunch of notes. You've got no notes whatsoever. This is all off the top of your head. I love
this. Well, this is a labor of love.
Yeah,
so
I can imagine.
It's deeply embedded, all the details, that's for sure.
How did the festival begin?
Well, I answered that question the other day. I came to join the faculty in 1977, and at that time there was a jazz band and there was an introduction to jazz history class, and I knew, having grown up and participated in jazz festivals, that it was a tremendous way for the students to get excited about the music and really learn by having professionals around. And I also wanted to introduce myself to the state. So the very first year we started, it was pretty low-key, if you can imagine, not much of a budget at all. I called on friends to come, but we've been doing it ever since. And gradually, the university has kind of said, you know, he's got a good thing going there, if we could just help him a little bit. And so I've been the beneficiary of a lot of generosity on the campus. Various people and organizations and offices have said, we'd like to contribute and make this. It's important for us. And so I feel like the Department of Music event has become a university
event.
And
now it's one of the biggest on the UNC calendar, music.unc.edu/jazzfest, if you want more information and the full schedule. How big of a festival is this? Like, how many people usually come out for it?
Well, usually the headliner concert is almost a sellout, if not a sellout. And we just opened the Meeser Auditorium yesterday. Everyone might have seen that in the news. So I want to invite people out. We're doing our very first jazz concerts there at the festival. It'll be the first time tomorrow when we rehearse, and Wednesday the student combo. So I'm very excited to hear how jazz sounds in the new hall. So
and that's going to be in Hill Hall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. Again, speaking with Jim Ketch, again, Director of Jazz Studies. He's been running the Carolina Jazz Festival for 40 years now. This is the 40th annual Carolina Jazz Festival next week, Wednesday through Saturday, the 15th through the 18th. You've been doing this for 40 years. Any favorite moments, favorite highlights, favorite stories?
Oh, my goodness. There are. I hadn't thought about it, but I just told someone the other day, in the late 90s, we had this wonderful trumpeter who sort of represented to me the history of jazz. His name was Clark Terry. He passed away a few years back, but he had played with Duke Ellington. He played with Count Basie. Mm. He was Miles Davis's teacher in St. Louis. And the reason that it was so fascinating, when I was a freshman in college, guess who was the first clinician that I ever encountered? It was Clark Terry.
Wow.
And he changed my life. I mean, he was so brilliant as a player and so warm and engaging as a human being. I kind of had one of those epiphanies where I said, I think I'd like to be like that guy. And so always in the back of my mind, if I'm ever in a position that I might be able to do this for other students, I want to do that. And we had him for a whole week one year. And it just was magical. I'd said, you will ride in no cab. I will drive you everywhere. So I could just pepper him with questions and ask him that. We've had the great McCoy Tyner, Ahmad Jamal, Slide Hampton. It just, the list goes, it's really startling how many people we've had here over the 40 years. I think we could honestly say we've brought the world of jazz to Chapel Hill.
That's awesome. Again, speaking with Jim Ketch, Director of Jazz Studies at UNC. Carolina Jazz Festival next week, Wednesday through Saturday, the 15th through the 18th. music.unc.edu/jazzfest if you want more info in the full schedule. There's events all 4 days and nights. A lot of it is free and open to everyone, so you can enjoy this for absolutely free. Jim, thanks for joining us. Anything else that people ought to know about the festival?
Well, Aaron, I want to compliment you. You really got your stuff together. It's not an easy URL to remember. It's an academic one, but I hope people will come out. And if they want to see something exciting about the future, they should come out and maybe on Saturday morning and hear some of these high school kids play. I think they'll be shocked at how good they are.
I have no doubt. Again, next week, Wednesday through Saturday, 15th through the 18th, music.unc.edu/jazzfest. Get the full schedule. 40th annual Carolina Jazz Festival. Not this weekend, but next. But come on down to campus. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jim Ketch, thank you so much.
Aaron, thank you.